弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天是日光节约结束的日子。
And today we have a time change.
所以今天早晨大家到得特别早啊。
And so everybody arrived here early.
我希望是不迟到的改进，而不是因为你忘记了这件事。
I hope this improvement is not a short term.
不管你多了这一个小时，昨天晚上是用来干什么？
And I don't know how you spent the extra hour last night.
有的人是多睡了一个小时觉。
And some slept 1 hour longer.
有的人多看了一个小时电视。
And some watched TV for 1 more hour.
有人可能多看了一个小时的书或什么。
Or others read 1 hour.
但是这一个小时对我们来说好像很随便的一个小时。
And as if we just spend 1 hour casually.
但是对某些人来说这一个小时却何等的重要。
But then to some, this 1 hour is very important.
我忘了是在纽约州还是哪里有一个死刑犯。
And I forgot that perhaps it's in New York State and there was a criminal condemned to death.
在他要被执行的那一天，他突然想起来，现在是日光节约时间，他应该还可以多一个小时。
And when he was about to be executed, suddenly he remembered it is day for the hour to clock to move back 1 hour, so he has 1 more hour to live.
所以他就拼命想要争取多活一个小时。
And so he's tried to argue for 1 more hour to live on.
我是他，我绝对不争那一个小时啊。
And if I were him, I wouldn't fight for that 1 hour.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现对某些人来说，一个小时何等的重要。
But then to some people, 1 hour is a very important time.
那我们扩大一点，一天在我们手中常常随便就过去了。
And if we enlarge the understanding of this, looking at one day, sometimes we even spend it casually.
而圣经上却告诉我们，神看一日如同千年。
But then the Bible tells us that God looks at one day as 1,000 years.
所以我们在主面前的一天，如果过得有价值的话。
And so if we know how to spend one day valuably in before the Lord.
在神的眼中是比一千天、比一千年还要有价值。
And then we know that in the eyes of God, that He looked at us as living 1,000 years meaningfully.
好，我们今天要继续讲这个你的权柄我也执掌。
And today we want to speak on the subject that the Lord's authority we rule as well.
我当初以为三堂可以讲完，所以我用上中下来做标题啊。
And, originally I thought only take 3 sessions to talk about it.
没有想到上个礼拜的下我居然没讲完，我就下不了台阶。
But then last Sunday I could not finish it, so...
我不知道下的底下是什么，所以我用总结。
And so I hope this is the conclusion.
我希望今天能够把这段的负担能够讲完。
That I can finish sharing with you the burdens in my heart.
啊，弟兄姊妹，祷告太重要了。
And because prayers are very important.
尤其圣徒们聚集在一起的祷告，真是太重要了。
Especially when the saints gather together and they pray corporately.
啊，不仅仅为我们带下特别的祝福。
And because these kind of prayers will bring us special blessings.
还应该在我们里面建立起特别的力量来。
As well as strengthen us a new way.
上个礼拜我们讲到第五点，叫做凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
And last Sunday we talked about if we act in faith and without a doubt.
我去参加分区的聚会，我很enjoy弟兄姊妹的交通。
And I went also to a small group sharing last Friday.
我觉得弟兄姊妹真是在生活里面有在学习。
And I enjoy everybody sharing because I realize that so many people are learning this.
这是我们整个实行回馈聚会最重要的盼望，就是盼望弟兄姊妹不仅仅听到，而且行道。
And this is our purpose exactly for the message feedback because we not only want to hear the message but practice it.
我们要学习凭着信心求。
And so we must learn to ask the Lord in faith.
然后一点不疑惑。
Without a doubt.
不凭眼见，不凭感觉。
And not by sight and not by feelings.
有人说信心来自于神迹。
And some people said faith is born out of miracles.
那也有人说神迹来自于信心。
And but others said that miracles come forth from faith.
到底谁对呢？
And who is correct?
两个都对。
Both are correct.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们因着看见了神的作为，因着神迹奇事随着我们，我们的信心被坚固。
And often because we have seen the Lord's workings and we know that our faith is strengthened.
就像约翰福音在20章30节讲到，耶稣在门徒面前另外又行了许多的神迹。
And just like John 20 verse 30 says that the Lord has done many of more miracles.
是没有记在圣经上的。
And that is withNot recorded in the Bible.
但是所有记载这些的事情是为了叫我们信耶稣是基督， 是神的儿子。
But all the recordings of the Bible is for us to know that Christ is Lord, the Son of God.
在圣经上所有神迹的记载都是为了要让我们认识他是基督，是神的儿子。
Then we know the words of the Bible is for us to know who Jesus Christ is, the Lord, the Christ.
同样，神迹也来自于信心。
But we know also that miracles come forth from faith.
所以有人说，神为了给我们一个小的祝福，就让我们碰到小的难处。
And so someone says that if God wants to bless us in a small way, then we will have a small challenge.
那神要给我们大的祝福，就让我们碰到一些大的难处。
But then a great hardship is to bring us a great blessing.
当神要叫我们经历神迹的时候，神就把我们带到一个不可能的环境里面。
And if we are about to experience God's miracle, then we know that God is bringing to a point that is impossible for us to deal with.
因为在人的尽头里面，我们就看见神的作为。
Because when we come to our own end, then we begin to see God's working.
我记得荣教师常常讲的一句话。
And I remember Sister Pearl Young had said.
神常常对她有一个信心的要求。
And that God often required her of this faith.
神对她说，你如果不断的相信我。
And God will tell her that if you continuously trust in me,
我就要不断的做工和祝福。
Then I will continuously work and bless you.
什么时候你停止了相信。
And the moment you stop believing,
我就停止了工作和祝福。
Then I will stop working on you and bless you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们的祷告里面常用信心调和到我们的祷告中。
So may we all stir the, in our prayer faith.
不仅仅我们所听见的道需要用信心来调和，让它能够帮助我们。
Not only the words we receive from him that we must mix it with faith.
我们的祷告更是要凭着信心，一点不疑惑。
And also in our prayers, we must come in faith without a doubt.
神要做奇妙的事在我们身上。
For our God wants to do the marvelous things.
所有真心认真的祷告。
And every true and sincere prayer.
一定带下祝福，一定带下改变的。
And we know that a change is about to happen and blessings will come.
不是环境被改变，就是我们这个人的生命被神改变。
And if our environment has not changed, then we know that our life has.
不是外面的难处被带过去。就是我们跟神之间的关系变得更真实了。
And not only our environment it, will be different, but then, then our life will be more true.
弟兄姊妹，我们都起来啊。
And may we all rise up.
每一个家，我们每一个小组，我们全教会都要成为祷告的人。
And every household, every small group, and every individual will become a prayerful person.
祷告乃是人在圣灵里面与神相会相交。
And a prayer person is the person who meets in the Lord, with the Holy Spirit.
祷告乃是人的意思，人的意志降服在神的旨意底下。
And a person who prays is the person who submit his will to God.
让神的旨意实行在我们中间。
So God's will may be prevailing in them.
让神的祝福可以倾倒在我们身上。
And so God's blessing can be poured upon them.
那上个礼拜我有第六点没空讲的，叫做情辞迫切的直求。
And last week we're supposed to talk about the sixth point which we haven't.And talk about praying persistently.
不光是 persistently, 而且是 earnestly. 然后我们整个那么迫切那么坚持的祷告。
And pray earnestly before the Lord.
这一段的圣经是在路加福音11章第5节到第9节，我们没有空去读它。
And this passage comes from Luke chapter 11 verse 5 through 10.
主耶稣讲到那个比喻，人为了他的邻居，为了他的朋友来到他的邻居那里去求饼。
And the Lord gave a parable, talks about a neighbor who has a need to ask for bread and go knock on the neighbor's door.
在半夜去敲门，请他借他三个饼，招待他的客人。
And at midnight and asking his neighbors for 3 loaves of bread.
他的邻居说，我已经这么晚了，孩子们都上床睡觉了，我不能起来了。
The neighbor says, it's late, I'm with my children in bed, I cannot come to help you.
但是因为他的邻居情辞迫切地直求啊。
But because of this neighbor who asked earnestly,
所以就起来给他开门，给他饼，照着他的需要给他。
And so he will rise up and to provide for him according to what he asks.
所以第六个点讲到我们的祷告需要真实那个迫切的祷告。
And so therefore, on the sixth point, we know that we must pray earnestly.
上个礼拜我们弟兄们在一起，这弟兄会交通的时候。
And last week in our brethren's meeting,
我们交通到这怎么样子克服祷告上的障碍。
And we talked about how to overcome the hindrance of prayers.
那天我们弟兄们都很敞开交通自己祷告上的障碍是什么。
And on that day, many of us have shared openly how the barriers that we had in prayers.
我发现弟兄们交通的最多的一个点,
and then I discovered that what we shared among us most.
就是觉得我们的祷告不够认真,不够迫切,
it was that so often we don't pray as earnestly and sincerely as if we just pray casually.
不是我们没有祷告,
not to say we don't pray. But then we don't pray earnestly somehow.
有一个弟兄还交通他在大学的时候, 羡慕别人这个通宵祷告。
And some people, brothers share that in their college life that he admired those who can pray overnight.
所以他就参加了一个通宵祷告会。
And so he joined into one prayer meeting like that.
晚上10点半开始。
And they began praying at around 10 at night.
没有多久就睡着了，而且打呼。
But after a while he fell asleep and then starting to snore.
醒过来一看表11点还不到。
And when he awake, then he realized that it is only a little before 11.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们不知道祷告的重要，或者不想祷告。
It's not to say we do not know the importance of prayers or we don't want to pray.
很多时候我们的祷告就不够那么迫切。
But so often we don't pray persistently like that.
我们连我们自己都感动不了，我们怎么感动神呢？
And so often we cannot even move ourselves and how we expect to move God.
有个弟兄也交通说他有的时候 怎么讲呢？我应该用 right words， 就是他有点不受不了他孩子们的祷告，因为太 boring 了。And
a brother also shared that sometimes he thought his children pray so routinely, so boring.
每次都用同样的话。And
because the children always repeated the same words in their prayers.
跟我们儿子小时候一样，主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这么好吃的饭。And
just like that, my own children, that when they pray, when they're young age, they say, oh, thank the Lord for the good food.
求你们保守我们大家平安。
And keep us in peace.
求你让我们睡个好觉。
And help us to sleep well.
求你让爸爸的病快点好。
And help my dad to be healed.
这一点他们非常 persistent, 从小到大好几年。 所有的祷告没有断过,
and I'm very moved when my sons pray for me non-stop for my sickness to be healed.
那我们弟兄交通完的时候, 另外一个弟兄也说, 他原来也是这样子。
And after that brother shared, the other brother also shared that, oh, my son is like that too.
他也是觉得他小小的女儿祷告都是那样重复。
And he felt that his little daughter always repeated like that.
好像那样子没有味道。
And as if it's so tasteless.
可是后来有一天，他突然发现，他女儿的祷告其实就是copy他的祷告。
But then one day he realized that his daughter's prayer is copying his prayer.
啊，是这么像他的祷告。
And she tried to imitate the father's prayer.
他才晓得我们的祷告让神让主耶稣听起来觉得多 boring。
And then we realized how boring our prayers is when we offer those to the Lord.
因为姊妹，你看见圣经里面的祷告。
But then in the Bible, and everyone who prayed earnestly,
你说雅各跟神的使者摔跤,
and just like Jacob was wrestling with God's messenger,
大卫的禁食的祷告,
and David fasted in prayer,
那个马可福音那个孩子来求主, 他的爸爸来求主的时候, 圣经上说, 他哭喊着向主求,
and in the Gospel of Mark, when the father is pleading for his own son, and the father cried out before the Lord Jesus.
我们看一节圣经做例子啊，以斯拉，没有关系，我念给大家听。以斯拉记第10章第1节。
And Ezra chapter 10 verse 1.
当以斯拉知道神的百姓圣洁的子民跟外邦的女子混合的时候。
And when Ezra realized that the holy people of Israel is intermarrying with the Gentile woman.
他就要到神的面前去祷告。
And then he wanted to go before God to pray.
他在神的面前，他撕裂他的衣服。
And he torn his garments before the Lord.
他拔他的头发，拉他的胡须，他在主的面前痛哭。
And he pulled his hair and his beard, and then he cried out bitterly before the Lord.
他整个人伏在地上痛哭。
And he bowed on the ground before the Lord.
而圣经上告诉我们，当他们这样子祷告的时候，众民无不痛哭。
And the Bible tells us that as Ezra was praying like that, then all the people were crying like that.
因为这是一个发自内心撕裂心肠的一个祷告。
And because that prayer came from the heart, and it's a person who is truly feeling for it.
主耶稣 在希伯来书第五章第七节告诉我们，基督在肉体的时候就大声哀哭。
In Hebrews 5:7 talk about the days of his flesh that Christ cried out and with tears.
啊，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主。
And he offered up both prayers and supplication with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death.
就因着他的虔诚蒙了应允。
And he was heard because of his piety.
弟兄姊妹，这就是整个是潜心图意那么迫切的祷告。
And it speaks of how one should pray with all his heart and with all his might.
而我们去读诗篇那些作者的祷告。
And when we read the authors of the Psalms.
我在这里只挑一节做代表，这样子的祷告太多了。
And such prayer is there are a lot of those prayers, and I'm just selecting one for you.
八十四篇第八节，他说：“耶和华万军之神啊。”求你听我的祷告。
Psalm 84:8 says that, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer.
很多圣经，很多其他的经文说，神啊，求你侧耳听我的祷告。
And then he said, Give ears, O God of Jacob.
我现在开始这个耳朵有重听跟耳鸣的问题，我才知道什么叫做侧耳。
And sometimes my ears have given me problem that I could not hear clearly. Then I know the importance of giving ears.
念慈姊妹的这个频率已经算很清楚的了。
And Sister Nancy actually speaks quite clearly.
比如说她远处跟我讲话，我真是需要侧耳听的。
But then sometimes when she spoke to me, I have to give ears really pay attention.
要专心听。
I have to concentrate on listening.
啊，底下说到雅各的神啊，求你。留心听啊。
And there it, in this verse it says, Give ear, O God of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，祷告不专心常常是我们这一面的问题，对不对？
And when we pray without using our heart, then it is often our prayer.
我们觉得我们的 attention, 我们的 focus 都不在我们的祷告上。
And sometimes we cannot focus in our own prayers.
但是你发现旧约这些神的百姓们祷告的时候，他们是怕神不专心的。
But then, in the people of the Old Testament, when they pray, they're afraid that God is not paying attention to their prayers.
啊，神啊，我祷告的时候，求你侧耳听。
And they even ask the Lord, Oh God, give ear when I pray.
当我呼求的时候，求你留心听，我每一个字都很重要。
And when I'm crying out to you, Lord, hear my prayers. Every word is important.
啊，有一次有一个 businessman, 他几乎倒闭了，亏了100万，他需要100万美金。
And one time a businessman lost money in business for $1 million.
他跑到一个教堂里面跪在那边祷告。
And he needs $1 million to cover his debt, so he went into a church to pray.
他正在祷告的时候，发现旁边也来了一个跪在那里，也是一直祷告，一个很穷的人。
And then he found out later on that a person kneeling next to him is also praying.
那个人一直祷告说，神啊，我需要100块钱，我家里面没有钱买饭的，没有钱买这个。
And then he found out that the person next to him was praying for $100 because he's poor without food.
他需要100万，他需要100块。
A person needs $1 million, the other needs $100.
所以他就从皮夹里面拿出100块给那个人。
And so he still has some, so he gave $100 to the poor man.
哦，那个人马上就祷告就答应，很高兴就跑了。
And that person was so happy because his prayers was answered and he left.
他这个时候回来就对神说，神啊，你现在终于可以专心听我的祷告了。
And then he said, turn to the Lord and say, Oh God, now you can pay full attention to my prayers now.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里诗人说的专心不是像他这个层次啊。
And of course, the attention we want to get from God is not like that.
因为他里面太有负担，在他的事情他要跟神清楚。
But because he truly have a need that he wants to deal with the Lord on this one.
他何等希望神在这里真是专心听见他的每一个呼求。
And he truly want God to hear his prayer and every crying from his heart.
情实迫切的祷告。
And so he prayed persistently and earnestly.
弟兄姊妹，认真迫切的祷告跟 emotional 是不一样的。
An earnest prayer is different from an emotional prayer.
不是说我们一定要哭才叫做真。
It's not to say one must pray in tears that is to qualify as the true prayer.
我相信大家都不会误会我的意思。
And I believe you don't misunderstand me.
而是真正发自内心的。
But one must come from the heart.
而且那么迫切的我们在神面前的祷告。
And with such a true need in you that you want to pray.
不在我们外表的表现。
It matters not on your outward manifestation.
而在我们里面真实的那个情形和迫切。
But it counts if you have the true reality in your heart and how much you need it.
刚刚我们讲到以斯拉撕裂他的衣服。
And when we talk about Ezra, he torn his clothes.
弟兄姊妹，你回家读圣经。
And if you go home and read the passage,
你发现许多属灵伟人都撕掉衣服在祷告。
And you discover so many spiritual giants of the Bible, they have one time or the other torn their clothes before the Lord in prayers.
雅各撕掉他的衣服。
And Jacob had torn his clothes before.
加勒约书亚在主面前撕裂衣服。
And Joshua and Caleb, they had done so too.
西西家听到亚述大军来的时候，在神面前祷告，他撕裂衣服。
And King Hezekiah also torn his clothes when he heard the Assyrians attacking.
约西亚王得到了神的律法，发现百姓们这么得罪神，他痛苦的撕裂衣服。
And Josiah heard the evil deeds of the people, and he also cried before the Lord and torn his clothes.
大卫撕裂衣服祷告。
And David torn his clothes in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们一路上讲下去，我们还可以讲好多。
And there are many examples from the Bible.
来自弟兄姊妹。
But then, brothers and sisters,
我们不是要在这里学外面的。
And we please not try to imitate the outward behavior.
不然回家我的儿子也会把衣服撕掉，要开始买新的。
And otherwise, my children will tear their clothes and try to get new ones.
约珥在约珥书第二章的时候，特别责备神的百姓。
And Joel in the chapter 2, especially rebuked the people of the Lord.
他说：“你们不要只撕裂外衣，而是要撕裂你的内心来归向我。”
He said, do not just tear your outer garment, but tear your own heart in order to return to me.
神要我们撕裂心肠的来归向他。
And God wants us to tear our own guts before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个迫切是从里面出来的。
And so that earnesty came straight from your inner being.
所以我们何等觉得我们的祷告不够迫切。
And so often we feel like we are only praying with external things.
我们祷告真的是平平淡淡的。
And so often they pray, it's just so tasteless.
我们需要把我们整个人放到我们的祷告里面去。
But let us learn to put our whole being into our prayers.
把别人的需要，把别人的痛苦，我们放到我们的祷告里面去。
And to put others' needs and other people's pain and agony in our own prayers.
Roger 弟兄不在啊。
And Brother Roger is not here today.
上礼拜他动了手术，感谢主，一切都很平安。
And because he had a surgery, and we thank the Lord for the peace given him.
我想举一个很简单的例子，就是拿他的例子。
And I'd like to give him as an example.
我们都知道他要开刀。
And we knew he had to do a surgery.
我相信我们很多人都为他祷告。
And I believe many of us have prayed for him.
但是我们很可能就是在吃饭的时候一句话说，主啊，保守Roger平安。
But it's very possible that some of us pray just for him when we remember him over the meal.
可能我们早上在公司想起Roger正在开刀，我们低头说，主啊，求你保守他手术平安。
Or some will remember him while working in the office.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
我相信Roger在他为他自己祷告的时候,
but I believe when Roger prayed for himself,
在那个面临开刀的那个人身上在祷告的时候,
and when he is about to face up with the surgery,
那个感觉跟负担何等的不同，对不对？
And his feeling and his burden about the prayers are very different.
所以我们要在祷告的里面要能够，特别是在替别人的祷告事情上。
And if we want to pray and identify with others,
我们要能够进入那个迫切的话,
and if we want to enter into someone else earnestly,
我们必须站在对方的地位，进入对方的感觉,
then we know we have to take a new position,
不然我们的祷告,
to enter his feelings.
不然我们的祷告非常的超然，非常的没有感情。
And otherwise, our prayers would be so without emotion and so superior.
我们比较缺乏的体恤。
And then we don't know how to identify with others' needs.
对，圣经上讲到我们的大祭司的时候，特别说到我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
And so when the Bible mentioned our high priest, he said it's not to say that our high priest is not identifying with our needs.
他了解我们每一个需要，每一个感觉。
And he sympathized with us, and he understands our feelings.
这个时候，他在父的面前为我们祈求。
And so right now, he's praying for us all before the Father.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要那个负担真正的被神挑望起来。
And we must ask God to help us to stir up this burden for prayers.
有一个方法帮助我们比较容易让负担出来的。
And there is a method that we may practice. Perhaps it will lead us into some true burdens.
除了我刚才说的，我们站在对方的地位，试着进入对方的感觉以外。
In addition to stand in someone else's position and identify with their needs.
另外一个帮助我们可以亲自迫切的祷告，就是学习定时祷告。
And the other way to enter into someone else's needs is to fast and pray for others.
定时祷告并不代表不吃饭而已啊。
And to fast is not only to stop eating. And some people fast and they just try to remember not to eat.
我听说有这个教会跟弟兄姊妹讲, 你要进食, 最好不要早上那一顿, 因为很多人都不吃早饭。
And some people says that if you fast, they try to skip the breakfast because they know so many people skip breakfast anyway.
我今天早上主题不是在讲进食祷告。
Today we're not talking about fasting particularly.
进食说到我们把我们最合法的权利, 需要和享受, 放下来。
But to fast is to lay down your own rights before the Lord.
为着神的旨意, 为着那个特别的需要, 为着那个特殊的征战, 我可以舍己。
For God's will, for the special challenge and the will of the Lord, we are willing to let go of our enjoyment for a while.
我把我最合理的权利, 最合理的享受和需要, 我可以为着神的, 为着人的需要, 我把我自己放下来。
And I want to forego my own right and my privilege and honor and enjoyment in order to seek after God's will.
所以进食祷告不是不吃饭然后在那里熬时间。
And so fasting is not to not eat and just to spend time.
熬满了我就可以再吃了。
And after the time is over, then you can eat again.
进食是为了要连我最这种平常的生活的时间省下来，我可以专心的祷告。
And fasting is to sanctify the period of time so you can concentrate in prayers before the Lord.
有一件很奇妙的事情, 当你真进食的时候,
and there's a marvelous thing if one is truly fasting in prayers.
你会发现你的祷告比你平常的祷告真实很多。
And then you will discover that your prayer is more earnest than your regular kind of prayers.
而且认真很多。
And you will be serious in your prayers.
那进食有狭义的有广义的。
And fasting has a narrower and a broader meaning.
狭义的就跟吃的东西有关。
And the narrower meanings is just about the food.
广义一点的进食, 包括你可以在主面前许下心愿,我这一个礼拜我不碰电视。
And the broader meaning is it includes for some to say, and I won't watch TV for one whole week.
我不上网络。
And I won't turn on the internet.
我要把我自己分别出来。
And I will sanctify myself completely.
我要为着这件事情在主的面前认真祷告。
And I want to pray before the Lord seriously for this matter.
弟兄姊妹, 我们向神认真, 神就对我们认真。
And if we are serious to God, then He will to us.
有一个年长的弟兄说, 神最怕那些对他认真的人, 因为神必须要对他认真。
And an elderly brother has said that God is afraid of those who are serious because then God has to be serious to them also.
其实神的那个怕是喜欢的。
But actually, the truer meaning is that God is not afraid, God delights in it.
真正怕我们的认真永远是撒旦啊。
And the one who truly afraid of us praying like that is Satan himself.
弟兄姊妹, 我在大陆上看见一些弟兄姊妹的祷告，我心里面就很感动。
And when I went to mainland China and I heard these brothers and sisters pray there, and my heart was often touched.
他们的祷告像大水的声音。
And they prayed like the great voice of the great flood.
那么迫切的祷告。
And so earnest.
而你里面那么清楚知道他们不是情绪化。
And you know that they are not just emotion.
他们真是从里面发出的那个迫切。
And they pray from their heart and how earnestly.
向神呼喊。
And they cry out to God.
他们求神起来掌权, 求神出来做工。
They ask the Lord to reign and to come out to work.
弟兄姊妹,我们需要。
Yes, we need this, these kind of prayers.
所以我在这里为了我前面所讲的这六个点做一个简单的打结。
And so I'd like to make a summary over the last 6 points.
怎么样子让我们在神的面前我们的祷告更有功效。
And how we may take effective prayers before the Lord.
我们现在不看讲义,背背看,第一个是什么?
And let's not look at our program and try to recite it. What is the first point?
远离罪恶。 很好啊, 第二个,
Second,
奉主的名,
in the name 第三个, of the Lord.
照着他的旨意求, 第四个,
God's will,
同心合意的求, 第五个, 凭着信心求, 第六个, 情辞迫切的求,
弟兄姊妹,
那这六个上, 我们基本上我们来求主帮助我,
and we ask the Lord to help us on these 6 points when we pray,
让我们的祷告在主的面前, 真是可以摇动天地,
and so that our prayers can truly shake heavens and earth before the Lord.
有一个弟兄说, 神的儿女们都需要向神认, 没有好好祷告的罪。
And a brother has said that every child of God must confess to the Lord that they have not prayed as they should.
我自己第一个阿们这句话。
And I'm the first one who amended to this.
不管我们已经祷告了多少，都在主的面前觉得我们的祷告不够。
And it doesn't matter how much we pray, we often and we always feel that we don't pray enough.
不仅仅量不够，我们的词更差。
And not only the quantity is not enough, and our quality is not quite there yet.
那种真正有效的祷告在我们身上太不够了。
And we are so lack of those effective prayers.
我们需要神帮助我们。
And we need to ask God to help us.
让我们除去一切不是祷告的祷告。
And so that we will get rid of all those prayers that cannot be counted as prayers before God.
让我们的祷告就让事情发生。
And allow us before the Lord to have a meaningful and effective prayers.
而最后我们要讲到教会的祷告面临的一个最大的挑战到底是什么。
And lastly, we want to look at the greatest challenge to the corporate prayers of the church.
教会在这里要操练祷告的时候。
And when the church likes to practice in prayers,
那个难处还不在于让弟兄姊妹知道祷告的重要性是什么。
And the first challenge is not to, the first difficulty is not to make everybody understand the importance of prayers.
一个更大的一点的挑战是我们怎么样子有效的祷告。
And the greater challenge is begin to seek after ways of effective prayers.
教导弟兄姊妹照着圣经说怎么样子可以有效的祷告。 也还不是最难的事情。
And it's not that difficult to teach everybody about effective prayers from the Bible.
而最难最大的挑战就是怎么样子让教会能够真正开始祷告。
But the greatest challenge, the most difficult thing is to truly bring the entire church into true prayers before the Lord.
而且能够持久的祷告。
And also pray persistently.
祷告的香在神的面前烧得长久。
And if the prayer of incense is continuously burning before God,
所以我们都要来学, 要警醒祷告。
Then we must learn to keep watchful and praying.
马太福音26章38节到41节。
And Matthew 26:38-41.
那你记载到主耶稣在克西马利园的祷告。
And it records for us the prayers in Gethsemane.
弟兄姊妹，那一天是人类历史上太神圣的一场征战。
And that is the most holy battle on the humanity.
非常严肃的一场征战就在克西马利园。
Solemn warfare indeed in the garden.
撒旦倾全力要叫耶稣不上十字架或者死在克西马利园里面。
And Satan will try all his best to stop Jesus from going to the cross or die in the garden.
所以那天主耶稣在那里迫切地祷告。
And so Jesus was praying earnestly in the garden that night.
对希伯来书告诉我们他是大声哀哭流泪祷告。
And the Hebrews told us that he prayed and with supplication and with loud crying and tears to the one.
他恳求那能叫他免死的主。 因为姊妹不是主耶稣怕死,
he prayed to the one able to save him from death, it's not to say Jesus was afraid of death. But Jesus could not die in that garden on that night. And because the power of the enemy is oppressing Jesus in the garden there. And he is the holy Lamb of God and he must be hung upon the tree. But on that day when Jesus was praying,
他特别请求他门徒中间最得意的三个门生。
And he asked the three most favorite disciples of his.
彼得跟雅各跟约翰就说你们可不可以给我一起警醒。
And he asked Peter, James and John, and can you be keep watchful with me?
但是当主耶稣祷告完过来看他们。 一次两次都看见他们睡着了。
But after Jesus finished prayer and then returned to his disciples, and one time, two times, all the times the disciples were sleeping.
在主耶稣最孤单最需要的时候。
And when Jesus was most lonely and he had need,
门徒们都睡着。
But then all his disciples fell asleep.
弟兄姊妹，所以主耶稣最后讲的这句话，他说你们总要警醒祷告。
And so therefore Jesus gave them a last warning, keep watching and praying.
免得入了迷惑。
That you may not enter into temptation.
仇敌用各样的方法要来摧毁神的信。
And for the enemy wants to destroy God's testimony in all kinds of methods.
仇敌用所有的方法要来拦阻神旨意的实现。
And the enemy wants to stop God's will to be done.
我们要能够胜过仇敌一切的诡计的话。
And if we are to overcome the schemes of the enemy.
主给我们立了一个最好的榜样。
And the Lord Himself has given us the greatest example.
他虽然是万王之王,万主之主,
though He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings,
他虽然是永生神的儿子,
though He is the God, the Son of the Living God,
他虽然是犹大的狮子,这么勇猛,
though He is the Lion of Judah and so fearful,
他尚且如此警醒祷告,
and He also was keep watchful in prayers.
他提醒我们一定要在祷告的事情上要警醒,
and He also is warning us that we must be watchful in our prayers,
免得我们入了迷惑,
lest we'll enter into temptation,
掉到仇敌的网罗里面去,
and to fall into the snares of the enemy.
所以彼得在彼得前书第五章也告诉我们, 务要谨守警醒,
and so Peter also reminded us in 1 Peter 5 that we must be watchful and alert.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼, 像什么?
Because your enemy, the demon himself, would be like the roaring lions.
他饿了,
and he is hungry.
发脾气了,
and he is roaring.
他吼叫,
and he is breaking out in temper.
他在寻找一切可以吞噬的,
and he wants to seek after everyone he can devour.
弟兄姊妹,
and therefore we must be careful.
这些经文我们很容易就这样读过去了,
and it's easy for us to quote passages like that.
但是我们却忽略了圣经把这些话摆出来, 那个严肃性和真实性。
But we cannot ignore the seriousness and the truthfulness of these words before us.
有一次有一个大的台风到了佛罗里达以后,
and one time a great hurricane went visit Florida.
整个佛罗里达南边很多地方都淹水,
and a big southern part of Florida was flooded.
沼泽里面有很多的鳄鱼,
and in the marshland and many alligators.
平常他们还不太容易到 residential area, 到住家的地方去,
and ordinarily they would not go to the residential area.
当一淹水水都涨起来的时候,
but when the flood caused by the hurricane hit Florida,
政府特别发出警告, 每一个家要小心鳄鱼的攻击,
and then the government had to warn everybody in the state that the to prevent the alligator to attack. And because now the alligator can easily come by your house.
弟兄姊妹,
and if we live in such a state, will we be alert?
你家里面如果有个两三岁的小孩子,
if you have a 2 or 3 year old in your house, would you allow your child to go to the front yard? And then if we understand the seriousness, then we look at the passage again, then we would be different.
但是圣经上就告诉我,
and the Bible tells us,
我们的仇敌魔鬼就像吼叫的狮子,
and our enemy, Satan himself, is just like a roaring lion walking back and forth on the earth.
弟兄姊妹要在这个世界里面能够平安的经过,
and if we desire to live through this earth in peace and to triumphantly, then we must be watchful.
彼得前书第四章第七节也讲到万物的结局近了,所以你们要谨慎自守,然后呢,警醒祷告。
1 Peter 4:7 says, the end of all things is near, therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
我想所有发生的事情都让我们越来越知道主来的脚步太近了。
And so many events are breaking out these days, and we know that the Lord's footstep is near.
而彼得告诉我们万物的结局近了。
And Peter is reminding us of the end of all things is near.
他说我们总要,所以我们要谨慎自守,警醒祷告。
So we must be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
前一阵子我们很感谢主带领前雅各牧师在我们中间跟我们一连串上的启示录。
And we were so thankful for the Lord to lead Pastor Tian to come here to study for us with us the Book of Revelation.
在他地上最后这么一段的时间，他居然有机会来我们中间，跟我们两三个月交通启示录。
And in his last stage on earth, and we thank the Lord to give us 2 or 3 months of his time to share with us on the book.
我想所有上过他课的人都记得他最常引用的一节圣经。
And I believe many of us remember the verse that he quoted most often.
我们一起来看,
and let's look at it together.
路加福音21章34节,
Luke 21:20, verse 23.
21章34节到36节。
Luke 21 verses 34 to 36.
我们查到了，我们一同来读。 你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，定睛师的思虑累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒， 常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。在这里提醒我们要谨慎。
And the word reminding us to watch, therefore,
不要因为今生的享受和今生的思虑，
and do not be weighed down with carousing drunkenness and cares of this life,
而累住了我们的心。
And so that our hearts would be taken captive.
因为那个日子要像网罗一样突然临到我们。
And because the days will snare us, it will come upon us like a snare.
来提醒我们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
So watch therefore and pray always.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
And dear brothers and sisters,
警醒祷告不仅仅让我们胜过仇敌一切的诡计和网罗。
And pray watchfully not only help us to overcome the enemy's trickeries and snares.
警醒祷告让我们这个人能够预备好自己来迎接我们的神。
But if we pray watchfully, then we ourselves are prepared to meet God.
让我们借着警醒祷告，我们能够那一天站在神的面前。
And so through watchful prayers, then one day we will be able to stand before the Son of Man.
而最后保罗在以弗所书第6章18节告诉我们。
And lastly, Paul had told us in Ephesians 6:18.
他说要靠着圣灵，
He says, in the Spirit,
随时多方祷告祈求，
with all prayers and petition, pray at all times,
并要在此警醒不倦。
And with this in view, be on the alert.
这个在此是在哪里啊？
And what is this view?
不是说跟保罗现在那时候写这封信的地方。
It's not to look at the context when Paul wrote it.
在此就是讲到祷告的这件事情。
But then we must have prayer in view.
就是随时多方祷告祈求的这件事情，我们必须要警醒不倦。
And that we must be on the alert with what thing? With all prayer and petition.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要怎么样子能够警醒祷告呢？
And how may we pray watchfully before the Lord?
我很简单地提三个点。
And simply I will mention 3 points.
第一个在祷告之前，
And first thing is before we pray.
一个字，
One word.
抢， 我们要抢时间，抢机会来祷告。
And we must grasp and we must take the time.
如果我们不争取时间，争取机会来祷告的话，
And if we will not grasp the time and take the time to pray,
所有的祷告时间决定被撒旦抢去。
Then all the time that we thought we could have for prayers would be taken by the enemy.
人会抢会争取是因为东西宝贵，对不对？
And everybody grabs and wants to take something because they found the value in those things.
你一个钻石丢在地上，大家都抢。
And if you find a diamond on the ground, everybody will rush towards it.
我们家门口掉了这么多树叶，没有人来抢。
And there are so many fallen leaves before our house and no one cares for them.
我常常举的例子就是明华跟丽燕居然敲我们家来结婚了，以前。
And I often give the example for brother and sister, they have chosen our house to get married.
他们敲正好是感恩节的时候结婚，我那天早上扫了11袋子的树叶。
And they chose the day for Thanksgiving Day for their marriage, and on that morning I had to sweep up 11 bags full of fallen leaves.
我那天在扫的时候就在想说，为什么树叶都没有人来偷呢？
And on that day I realized that no one wants to steal my fallen leaves.
它不值钱。
Because they are worthless.
人会争取会抢，因为它太宝贵。
And everybody wants to take those that is valuable.
看到以前父母亲为了帮儿子们抢到 Power Ranger， 半夜起来排队，对不对？
And even some parents in the old days, they line up for a long line to get some toys for the kids.
有一次Fremont学区，我忘了哪一个学区，为了争取那个学校，3天前父母亲就开始排队。
And one time, I don't know which school district it was, that some parents will line up 3 days ahead of time in order to get a position in the school.
名额非常有限，到了就没有了。
And because they only accept a limited number of students, so the parents are crazy about
them. 弟兄姊妹，我们祷告的时间对我们来说，也许我们没有觉得这么重要。
And so often we do not feel the time for prayers are important.
在撒旦的眼中，这是最宝贵的时间，他非抢不可。
But in the eyes of Satan, he wants to take those times away from us because they are valuable.
所以大家有没有发现一件事情？
And so if we discover this one thing,
当我们听见了祷告的重要以后，我们都觉得我们想祷告。
That after we hear how important it is for us to pray, then we want to pray.
但是到现在，我们问问自己，我们真正祷告了多少？
But then if we pause for a moment and ask ourselves seriously, have we ever prayed?
发现我们一要祷告，电话铃突然响。
And sometimes we wanted to pray, but the phone rang.
我们一要祷告，突然一个
Or the time we want to spend on prayers and someone is visiting you.
你一要祷告就有事情发生了，打岔就发生了。
And every time you want to pray, something else happened and to stop you from doing so.
一下子要祷告，身体突然生病了。
Or you want to pray and then you got sick.
弟兄姊妹，各式各样的事情发生在我们的祷告里面。
There are all kinds of things that is hindering us from praying.
撒旦是一个非常有目的、有组织、有计划的。
And Satan has a very intricate scheme and snares and organization to stop us.
他是用所有的方法拦阻地跟天之间的连结。
And with all his trickery, he wants to sever our connections with the heavens.
他知道我们只要跟天连上了，他所有的诡计都要失败。
For he knows if we got connected with the heavens, then he will fail.
他知道我们只要跟天连上了，我们这个人就不一样了。And
if we are to be united with the heavens, then we will be different.
所以一切的方法和力量，他都要来破坏这件事情。And
so the devil will try all kinds of means to stop us from prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要稀奇，你公司最近为什么突然要你加班。And
so do not marvel when the boss wants you to have overtime.
你不要稀奇，为什么最近孩子好像突然给你很多 trouble。
And do not marvel if your children are giving you problems.
你不要稀奇为什么最近有这么多的烦恼的事情突然发生。And
do not marvel if so many troublesome things happen to you.
就是不要我们真正跪下来在神面前祷告。And
because they are all there to stop us from truly kneel down ourselves in prayers.
你我如果不知道来争取来抢的话，我们永远找不出祷告的时间。
And if you and I do not treasure the time and take the time to pray, and we will have no other time for it.
所以我们很多人都有晚上祷告，早上起来说阿门的经验，对不对？
And so many of us have the experience of praying at night, but then finishing it with amen in the morning.
因为太忙太累了。And
because we are so tired.
到最后我们祷告的时候，我们已经就像这三个门徒都睡着了。
And then lastly, when we want to pray, when we pray, we fall asleep. Because we all have these experiences. And so before we actually engage into prayers, then we must consciously take the time. And never think that you have other times later on that you can do it when after your son grows and the business finished. That day won't arrive for you. And today is the time you must take.
第二个,
and secondly, when we pray, and we must learn to wait. And we must learn to stop and to defend from everything that will attack us and distract us.
我们这个人, 最基本的构造灵魂体,
and we know that our faculties consist of spirit, soul, and body.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你自己的经验是什么。
And I do not know what is your experience.
你有没有发现当你一祷告的时候，你的灵好像突然变得很沉了？
And have you ever discovered when you want to pray, sometimes you feel that your spirit is rather low?
好像跟主之间有一个墨在那里，让你提不起劲来祷告。
As if there is a film between you and the Lord that you cannot go through it in prayers.
仇敌来搅扰我们。
And the enemy is troubling you.
他要来打岔我们。
And want to distract you.
而我们的魂讲到我们的心思、意志和情感。
And then our soul, it speaks of our emotion, our will, and our mind.
你发现你一跪下来祷告的时候，你的思想魂游向外。
And you discover when you kneel down and pray, but then your mind cannot focus.
你看电视不会想到的事情，祷跪下来祷告，通通都想出来。
And when you watch TV, you won't think about those things, but when you pray, then all those things come up.
哎呀 ，bill 还没有寄。
Oh, you still have bills to take care of.
孩子学校还有一个东西没有去买。
And you still need to purchase something for your child's school.
在家乡的这个家人拜托我买的东西我也没去买。
And someone wanted me to buy something for them and I forgot.
你的思想可以一下子跑到台湾，一下子跑到香港，一下回美国。
And your mind can take you through all over the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个人仇敌就用各种的方法来搅乱我们。
And because the devil wants to stop us in prayer and then he will disturb us.
那不见得都是仇敌，因为有时候是我们旧造生活已经习惯的这种思想。
And sometimes even our habit and our old life will bother us.
但是你就发现在你要祷告的时候，你整个的那个思想非常难集中。
And you find out that it's hard for you to focus in prayers.
而我们的身体。
And our body.
你发现你打篮球做什么都有力量。
And you find out you have strength to play basketball and any other thing.
你跪在那里就累得不得了。
But then when you have to kneel down in prayers, you feel so tired.
不知道为什么这么累。
And you don't know how come you are so tired.
怎么祷告祷告就想睡觉。
And how come you pray and then you want to sleep?
如果我们弟兄还想通宵祷告。 不到几分钟打鼾了。
And our brother wanted to pray overnight and then he fell asleep in an hour.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意到各式各样仇敌的方法，不仅仅不让我们祷告，当我们真祷告的时候，他来打岔我们的祷告。
And we must realize that all those things that the enemy used to attack us and to disturb our prayers.
所以我们要阻挡一切这些的搅扰。
And then the second thing we must learn is to stop all these disturbances.
所以当这些思想 扰乱来搅扰我们的时候,
so when our mind is chaotic,
我们不要灰心,
and do not lose heart.
觉得我跪了这么久都没有碰到神，我放弃了。
And do not feel that, oh, I have been kneeling here for so long and I don't feel God, so I will let go.
主了解我们心思是一个这么容易纷乱的人。
Because the Lord knows that our heart can easily be distracted.
主也了解我们仇敌要在这里搅扰攻击我们的祷告。
And the Lord also understands the enemies is taking us away from prayers.
所以每一次纷乱的里面，我们就祷告主，主啊，再把我带回来。
So when you feel that you are being disturbed, then you can pray to the Lord, ask Him to bring you back.
随时转向主。
Remember to return to the Lord and then press forth.
思想一出去了，随时回来。
And if your minds are wandered off, then remember to return.
我们继续往前。
Then you press on.
多操练几次，你发现我们思想纷乱，越来越少。
And if you keep practicing like this and asking the Lord to help, then your mind will not easily be disturbed.
最后，在我们祷告起来之后。
And lastly, after we pray and we get up.
也是一个字，叫做追，要追踪我们的祷告。
And the word is to pursue, and that is to find out the end of our prayers.
我们对我们的祷告的结局，我们的祷告的这个结果的进行，我们在主的面前要很认真。
And we want to be seriously knowing the end of our prayer, and what's the result of our prayers.
我们真向神认真祷告。
And if we pray before the Lord seriously,
你就发现在每一个祷告的事情上，我们都有好多的功课可以学。
And then you will discover there are many lessons whenever someone wants to pray.
你要发现祷告怎么样子开始改变环境。
Then you discover how prayers is changing your environment.
你要发现祷告怎么样子给我们带来的祝福。
And you discover what blessings prayers bring to you.
你要发现祷告怎么样子改变了我们跟神的关系。
And prayers is changing your relationship to a better one with God.
有一天你可能甚至会很惊讶地发现，借着祷告，我的生命居然被主改变了。
And one day you will marvelously discover that through prayers your life has changed and transformed by God.
我们对我们所有对神讲的话，我们要认真。
And we must be serious in every word that we want to speak to our Lord.
我们认真，神就认真。
If we are, God will be serious.
我们不认真，我们在祷告的事情上不过是好像在碰运气一样。
But if we take it so casually, then we are really trying our luck.
因着我们祷告得答应，你也不知道是因为祷告得答应。
Because even if your prayers are answered, you don't know if the Lord has done it for you.
祷告有特别的原因，神没答应，我们也不知道那个原因是什么。
Or the Lord wants you to find out the special reason why He won't answer, but you won't know if you're not serious.
迷迷糊糊的。
And you will always be confused, did you pray or not?
圣经话告诉我们不要做糊涂人。
And the Bible tells us, be sober.
要明白主的旨意如何。
And to know His will.
让我们在祷告的事情上，我们之前一个字什么？一起讲啊，讲啊。The
first word is to take the time.
祷告中间呢，要来挡啊，要阻挡，却不是祷告的祷告。
And we must stop, prevent.
那么祷告之后，我们要来追。
And then after prayers, we must pursue the end.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣经上给我们的提醒，总要警醒。
And this is the reminders from the Bible to us that we must be on the watchful, on the
watch. 随时多方的来祷告。
And to pray in for all things.
在此警醒不倦。
And to be sober in spirit.
撒旦要越来越迫切的为着他们来祷告。
And Satan wants to stop us from prayers.
撒旦教特别攻击基督教的领袖们。
And the cult of Satan wants to attack the leaders of Christianity.
你发现撒旦教很少去祷告攻击其他宗教的领袖们。
And you discover the cult of Satan hardly deal with other faith.
因为他们知道他们真正的对手是谁。
And because they know who can truly defeat them.
撒旦教在禁食，在迫切的祷告。
And the cult of Satan will fast and pray.
祷告神家领袖失败。
And they will pray that the leaders of God's house will fall.
祷告神家分裂不合一。
And to pray for a division in the house of God.
而回教现在是所有宗教里面扩展最快的一个宗教。
And the Muslim is the religion that is expanding fastest.
Lance Lambert 弟兄告诉我们，每20年回教几乎就增加一倍。
And Brother Lance Lambert had told us that the Muslim religion had doubled over 20 years.
我的儿子告诉我们，他们 Lynbrook 高中有一个人特别来介绍回教。
And my son told me that a person from a Muslim religion introduced their religion to Lynbrook College.
他们对所有的回教徒五个最基本的要求。
And they require five things for the believers.
相信他们独一的阿拉真神。
And to believe their one and true Allah.
不可以拜任何其他的。
And to worship none other.
第二个要奉献。
And secondly, you must give offerings.
第三个要1500次面向圣地麦加去祈祷告。
And the third thing is to five times a day kneeling towards Mecca and pray.
第四个在你这一生里面要抓机会到麦加去朝圣。
And the fourth thing is that you must take the time and go to Mecca at least once in your lifetime.
第五个他们每一年有一个月是圣斋月，他们要禁食。
And the fifth thing is that there's a month of a year that they would separate for worship.
当我94年到以色列去的时候，果然看到回教徒他们就是一个月的禁食。
And so they would fast for 1 month.
他们从日出到日落之间不可以吃东西。
And from the time of sunrise to the time of sunset, they won't eat.
他们一个月禁食。
And they will do this for 1 whole month.
我在那个哈曼的时候，早晨4:45全程的喇叭就响了，他们就已经开始播放可兰经。
And when I visited one of those Arab lands, that in the 5 o'clock in the morning, we would hear the trumpet and the Quran was spoken on the mic.
而我们中国人发现是现在的佛教比从前更入世，不再是出世的。
And the Chinese people discovered that Buddhist people would try to identify with the social cause.
实际到处在做工。
And one of the religion will do all kinds of works.
他们以前不传福音，现在也开始传。
And they don't preach the good news, but now they pretend there's a good news.
他们跟我们基督徒一样开始做诗歌，做各样的聚会。
And they will have meetings and hymns also, just like Christians.
你到中信广场去，你可以收到很多很漂亮精美的他们的讲道信息，还有他们的诗歌。
And if you go to the mall nearby, and you will find out they have a lot of brochure that is free for take.
上次祝建弟兄来也说，他说佛教已经准备好了，当中国门户大开的时候。
And last time, Brother Zhu also told us that the Buddhist people are ready when China was open.
他们已经对整个中国大陆有一个全方位的进化，一个计划。
And they already have a grand scheme to how to spread their beliefs in China.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒不能再沉睡了。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, Christians cannot keep sleeping.
所以以赛亚在那里呼喊说，在耶路撒冷的城上要设立守望。
And Isaiah says that the Lord wants to set people on the watchtower.
他说, 你们不可以歇息, 也不可以叫神歇息,
that you cannot rest and nor you will let God rest.
啊, 叫我们要昼夜来呼吁耶和华,
and you must call upon the Lord day and night.
直到耶路撒冷在地上成为可以赞美,
until Jerusalem is a place of praise on earth.
直到神的旨意实现在我们中间,
until the will of God be done among us.
我小学读过一个小小的故事, 我想你们都读过。
And I have read this story when I was young.
一个老爸爸家里面有五六个孩子, 非常的不和睦。
And there was a father who had five children that they are not living harmoniously.
有一天他把这些孩子们都找来。
And one day the father called the five to come.
那个故事大概的内容是讲, 他发给他们一人一根筷子。
And then the story says that the father gave each a chopstick.
那你们现在开始来折它。
And why don't you try to break it? And it was easily broken in half. And then he asked the five to put the chopsticks four together. And then asked the five to try to break the five chopsticks. And no one could break them. And let us not to be an individual Christian. For God has placed us in His house.
是的, 神家口粮有余, 我们有需要的可以来这里得到粮食。
Yes, the house of God always have abundant food and all those in need could come.
但是神家也是神旨意, 神见证的中心。
But then the house of God is also the center of God's testimony and His will.
也是仇敌一直要破坏的对象。
And it's the object where the enemy wants to destroy.
我们求神让我们在基督里面能够真正的合一。
We ask the Lord to give us the oneness in Christ.
让我们在基督里面我们可以同心合一的起来祷告。
And so that we can pray in one accord before Him.
我实在告诉你们。
And the Lord said, truly I've said to you,
你们中间若有两个人在地上同心合一的求什么,
if there's two among you on earth and pray in one accord,
我在天上的父必为他们成全,
my Father in heaven will do it for them.
我们一起在这个祷告的事上彼此勉励, 一同来学习。
And let us encourage one another to learn this lessons of prayer.
不让我们一个人落单被仇敌随便折断, 随便摧毁。
And so that no one will fall alone and to be broken by the enemy.
我们有个人的祷告, 但是我们也要有教会的祷告。
We treasure each time when we pray alone, but we also treasure the corporate prayers of the church.
我们一起来唱,
and let us sing the hymn, for I will come before you in prayers. And I want my brothers and sisters to answer the Lord's calling. That will not we will not casually let these words to go by.
我们能不能在主的面前答应神？
And can we answer God ourselves?
我们愿意一个月至少有一次来到神家，一同来跟圣众圣徒祷告。
Then at least once a month we'll enter into the house of God to pray with all the saints.
那如果你真是有任何的困难，不能来到神家。
And if you truly have any difficulty stopping you from coming to the house,
是否也在主面前许愿，在教会祷告会的时间，你们在家跟家人一起祷告？
Can you make a vow before the Lord in the time of church prayer? Would you stay at home and separate those time in prayer? And otherwise, we will forget these words quickly. And we desire for the Lord's words to be effective on us. That His will can truly be done on us. And the church has so many difficulties to overcome and the attacks of the enemy. There are so many beautiful land that's yet for us to obtain. And we must pray for them one by one.
当我们在唱，我们只唱第一节， 我们唱两遍就好。
We sing stanza one again twice.
当我们在唱的时候， 我们自己向神许愿。
When we sing these again, then we will vow to the Lord ourselves. We want to rise to be a person who prays. My house will be the house of prayer. And our meeting will become a church of prayer. And when we sing again, I ask you to come forth.
预备来。
And we are just like that weak chopstick alone. And it's easy for us under stress and under the attack of the enemy. But we need our companions. We must rise to pray. And we just hope that each brother and sister can come once a month.
至少你们在家里面祷告会跟我们一起祷告。
Or you will spend time at home to pray with us.
现在礼拜二常常看见父母亲带着孩子一同来祷告。
These days, Tuesday night, we see many parents have brought children to come into the house of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank Him.
我们求神继续赐福我们。
And we ask the Lord to continue to bless us.
激动我们的心起来祷告。
To stir up our hearts to pray.
祷告到神旨意通行。
And to pray until His will be done. and to pray until we see the enemy falter, and to pray until we see the children of the Lord are greatly blessed. And let us spend 2-3 minutes to pray before the Lord in one unison.
Oh, Jesus, oh,
Jesus,
Lord,
we stand together before the altar.
Lord, we
renew our offerings to
you.
Pardon our transgressions.
Lord, we thank you
for such great and wonderful authority given us.
Oh
Lord, we believe in you so slowly. We have no strength to use this authority. But Lord, we ask you to raise up your church. And so that we may know you have not changed. Until today, you're still sitting on the throne.
你从永远到永远你坐宝座。
And you are enthroned from everlasting to everlasting.
你听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
主啊，让我们起来，常常扬声祷告。
Lord, help us to rise up as a people to lift up our voice in prayer.
好让你的旨意真实行在我们中间。
And so that your will can truly be done among us.
好让你的仇敌真实被羞辱和失败。
That your enemy will be put to shame and failed.
让你的百姓真实蒙恩。That
your people may be truly blessed.
主兴起我们,
Lord, raise us up.
兴起更多祷告的战士来,
raise up more prayer warriors for you.
让我们众人如同一人,
and so that as though we are many, but we are one.
我们为着神家来扬声祷告,
and we pray for the welfare of the house of God.
谢谢主,
thank you, Lord.
每一个家你都把我们点起火来,
oh Lord, kindle a fire in each of our house.
每一个家都成为祷告的家庭,
that every family become a family of prayer.
每一个人都成为祷告的人,
that each individual will be a person of prayer.
是的, 这个殿要被称为万民祷告的殿,
yes, your house will be the house of prayers for all men.
为我们赶逐一切流洋做买卖的,
oh Lord, chase away all the people who do transaction and trading.
为我们洁净这殿,
oh Lord, cleanse and purify this temple.
让我们常在祷告中与主相会,
and so that we'll meet often with the Lord in prayer.
常在祷告中执掌你的权柄,
oh, that we may have authority to rule as you rule on earth.
常在祷告中为我的弟兄求祝福,
and to pray for the welfare of our brothers and sisters.
谢谢主,
thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Amen.